I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Second Peter chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. Now, remember, as we study this epistle of Second Peter and chapter 2, what Peter's warning of, he's saying beware of false teachers. As we've studied, we've seen how that God is contrasting the good and the evil, and what takes place in the end times, or at the end of a person's life. They've either accepted Jesus as Savior or they haven't. We are being warned to be aware that there are false teachers and false prophets in this world, even right now. Not only during the time of Peter, when he walked this earth, when he was here, but the Lord is also telling us that we need to be aware. We need to be watching, and we need to be ready to give an answer to everyone that asks us for the hope or the assurance that is within us, knowing that we're going to heaven. Be ready to help someone else know Jesus Christ as Savior. And we are to warn others about false prophets, our brothers and sisters in Christ, who maybe are not as strong as we are, as we study the Word of God, but we are to help our brothers and sisters in Christ realize that there are false prophets and false teachers in this world. Well, now, as we look in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 through 13, in this section of Scripture, verses 10 through 17, we're going to see the depravity of false teachers. And remember, this is carrying on the idea that Peter is telling us to beware of false teachers. Well, verses 10 through 13 says this, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and they shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. As they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you." Now notice in these verses 10 through 13, these people that is being spoken of here, they're speaking abusively against authority. Notice in the first verse there of verse 10, it says they walk or they live according to the flesh. They're impure. It's in the lust of uncleanness. And then we see in that verse, in verse 10, that they utterly hate or despise authority. And this would be the government. They don't want to be controlled. They don't want to be governed. Then they're arrogant. They're presumptuous. They're self-willed. You can't tell them anything. And they're not afraid to say malicious things in that verse, in verse 10. And in verse 11, it says they are not rebuked or condemned by the angels to the Lord. In other words, the angels can't bring an accusation against them, but we know that the Lord can accuse them and can bring accusation against them in His Word, because it is His Word. It's the Word of God. But the angels, notice, are more powerful than these false teachers, but do not condemn them. They don't do anything to correct them. And once again, it's up to us as the people of God to, by the Word of God, understand that there are false teachers, and we need to name the sin that's being propagated by them, that they are turning away from the truth. They are turning other people away from the truth, and we just need to call them out and let people know who they are. Well, notice here in verse 12, these false teachers are like wild animals. They talk maliciously about things they don't understand. And they will be, one day they're going to die believing their own lies. A person we know as a habitual liar is a person who lies so much that they start believing their own lies. Well, that's what the verse is speaking of here in verse 12. And it talks also that they will be rewarded, and they will get the reward of sin, and that is death, according to verse 13. Notice also in verse 13, they're like cancers. Once they're there, they start growing, and it starts spreading. And they start spreading their lies, and people start believing what they're saying. Well, once again, they're misled by their own lies while they partake of this celebration, the Lord's Supper. And you say, well, how do you get that? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, it says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. These people who name the name of the Lord and are leading people astray, once again, I believe there are saved people who are misled in their own minds. They want to be exalted. And once again, I believe that there are saved people who do this. They get out of the will of the Lord, and they may want to be seen of other people. They want to be exalted themselves. They've forgotten that they need to be exalting the Lord instead of themselves. And the Bible says that these people start spreading lies, and they do things that are contrary to the Word of God. And the Bible says that we're to take heed. And many people, I believe, die a premature death. And God doesn't kill them. He allows them to die because they take the Lord's Supper unworthily. And that's what it's talking about here. A person needs to understand that one day they will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, but the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. And I believe that takes place in the flesh while we're here on this earth. You do something that's worthy of death, then you're going to die. You step out in front of a truck, you're going to die. You drink something that's poison, you're going to die. And the Bible tells us here that if you're doing something wrong and you partake of the Lord's Supper and you don't get things right with the Lord, you're drinking unworthily, you're drinking of the cup unworthily, taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. And verse 30 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Verse 14 of 2 Peter chapter 2 now says this, having eyes full of adultery, the Bible goes on condemning these people who are like this, these false teachers. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised in covetous practices, cursed children. These people take advantage of weaker Christians. And as weaker Christians, the weaker Christian believes what these people are saying. And that's the reason it's so important for all of us to stay in the Word of God, so that God can point this out to us and we can stay strong and live for the Lord the way He wants us to live, and not fall for these people who are spreading lies and doing things that is ungodly. And notice in verse 14, these people who are spreading these lies, they take great pleasure in doing so. They take great pleasure in sin. Peter further describes the false teachers in this verse. He says, they look, their eyes, they look for sexual pleasure and cannot stop. And that's what this verse is talking about, having eyes full of adultery. They look for sexual pleasure. And they deceive the weak, the unstable person, the unstable people. And they also satisfy their deep heart desires with sinful actions. This means they're doing sinful action and practices over and over and over again. They can't be stopped. No, they can't stop themselves because they've gone so far that it's become impossible for them to really see what's going on in their lives. So therefore, they keep spreading their lies, the untruths, and once again, it's like a cancer that spreads. And I'm thinking particularly of churches today where this is prevalent. That's the reason I believe there's no revival in this country, is because people have gotten so far away from God that they don't even recognize the things of God because they don't get into His Word and they do not study the Word in order to see what is necessary in their lives to be close to the Lord, to let the Lord lead and guide them. Well, notice verses 15 and 16 now. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Which have forsaken the right way. These people were continuing on with the ungodly here, the false teachers and prophets. They've forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Well, they knew to do right, and they know to do right. They know the right way. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus himself tells people he's the only way. But yet there's people today who spread lies and say that there's other ways to heaven. There's other ways to God. Jesus is not the only way, they say, but Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And these people, these ungodly people, they turn to their own way. And the Lord died for these false teachers as he did for everyone else, just as he died for us. In Isaiah 53:6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We're no better than them, with the exception that we're not spreading rumors, we're not spreading lies. We're telling the truth in the Lord according to His Word. These people, once again, they've gone astray and they've turned to their own ways, and they would rather believe what they believe rather than believing what God says is the truth. And notice in these verses here that we've just read, they were like Balaam, these false prophets and teachers of Peter's day. They were like Balaam, who was sinful. You read Numbers chapter 22, and verses 18 through 22, and you'll see that Balaam could have been a true prophet of God, but he became a false prophet because of covetousness. He actually loved, and with an agape-type love, money. And Balaam means devourer. And some linguists add of the people. In other words, a devourer of the people, leading people astray. And notice this dumb ass in verse 28 of Numbers 22, and the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Sometimes I think dumb animals have more sense than human beings. We need to turn to the Lord today as Christians and follow Him and give the Word of God out, the unadulterated Word of God, stand on the book and let God save people and let God speak to our hearts who are saved, that we would live for Him and not live for ourselves or this world.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That address, once again, is Dr. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You may also visit our websites, LRWM.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. Until the next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.